The nation's top coffee shop chain is also changing the way it does business. Starbucks is eliminating trans fat from the baked goods in about a third of its coffee houses today, as long as they keep the caffeine. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
Starbucks says it's been working for about 2 years to create muffins, cookies, and coffee cakes without artery-clogging trans fat. The new products go on sale today in 10 big cities, including New York, where a ban on trans fat starts to take effect next summer. Spokeswoman Valerie O'Neill says eventually Starbucks plans to change its recipes nationwide.
Our goal is to have all of our U.S. stores to be 0 grams trans fat by the end of the year for our food items.
Michael Jacobson, who heads the Center for Science and the Public Interest, says the switch is good news for Starbucks customers. The chain's original cranberry orange scone, for example, has about 7 grams of trans fat, nearly as much as a large order of McDonald's French fries. Jacobson notes the fast food chain Wendy's has already dropped trans fat, and KFC is not far behind.
Trans fat is on its way out. And it'll be interesting to see which is the last restaurant, the last food manufacturer that removes the trans fat.
Jacobson cautions that even without cholesterol-raising trans fat, Starbucks' high-calorie pumpkin scone could still be a diet buster, especially if it's washed down with a venti caramel frappuccino. Scott Horsley, NPR News.